there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. I am your host, and Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. It is such an honor to be part of your Sunday, be part of your weekend. I sure hope that you are having yourself a great weekend. I've been dealing still with allergies here for the last couple of weeks, so this has just been a little struggle here. Just sound kind of nasally a little bit, but it's all good. God is still good, and it's actually getting a little bit better as we speak, so I appreciate your prayers on that. Hey, each and every program here on Sunday Worship, we try to have a theme that we tend to focus on, that we surround our devotional thoughts towards each and every program, and today we are going to be focusing on probably one of the most important tools that we have as believers in the Lord. Today we're going to be focusing on prayer. Yeah, it's our communication with God. So we're going to be focusing on prayer. So I hope you can join me right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
The Lord provide for a time for the slaves to be set free, for the debts to all be canceled, so His chosen one could see. His deep desire was for forgiveness. He longed to see their liberty. And His yearning was embodied in the year of Jubilee. Jubilee, Jubilee, Jesus is the Jubilee. Debts forgiven, slaves set free. Jesus is our Jubilee. Lord's appointed time, His deep desire became a man, the heart of all true jubilation, and with joy we understand. In His voice we hear a trumpet sound that tells us we are free. He is the incarnation of the year of Jubilee. Jubilee, Jubilee, Jesus is the Jubilee. Debts forgiven, slaves set free, Jesus is our Jubilee. To be so completely guilty and given over to despair, to look into your judge's face and see a Savior there. Jubilee, Jubilee, Jesus is the Jubilee. Forgiven, slaves set free, Jesus is our Jubilee. Jubilee, Jesus is the Jubilee. Debts forgiven, slaves set free, Jesus is our Jubilee.
Yeah, he came to the area earlier this year, Michael Card and Jubilee, right here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Of course, this is Sunday Worship, and today we are focusing on prayer. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, it says, "But when you pray, go to your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." Robert A. Cook, president of the King's College in New York, was speaking at the Moody Bible Institute some years ago. He said that the day before he had been at a gathering in Washington and had spoken with President George Bush. He went on to say that he later spoke briefly with President Ronald Reagan. Then, smiling broadly, Cook said, "But that's nothing, because today I talked with God." Friend, what an amazing privilege it is that the Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, ruler of all, perfect in holiness and righteousness, the one and only completely and totally just, loving, merciful, omnipresent God, calls us His children and cares for our every little need. Let's give him the honor he truly deserves. And let's spend some time with him in prayer.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Fernando Ortega, and great is thy faithfulness, right here on Great News Radio. This is Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. I sure hope you're having a great weekend. Our weekend was pretty good. My wife and I, we had a pretty low-key day yesterday, which is needed from time to time. But it is good to, like, have nothing on the schedule, nothing going on or anything. So I enjoy that. So hopefully you have a chance to enjoy some downtime as well. Today we're talking about prayer. 1 Peter 4:7 says, "The end of all things is near. Therefore be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray." A foreign soldier was brought before his commanding officer and accused of communicating with the enemy. He had been seen emerging from an area where the troops were known to patrol. The poor man summed up his defense in a few words, stating that he had slipped away to spend an hour alone in prayer. "Have you been in the habit of spending an hour of prayer privately lately?" demanded the officer. "Yes, sir," he replied. "Well," said his commander, "never in your life have you been in more need of prayer than right now. Kneel down and pray aloud so that we may all hear you." Expecting cruel punishment, The soldier dropped to his knees and poured out his heart to God. His prayer revealed a deep intimacy with God, his earnest fluency, humble appeal for divine intervention, and very evident trust in the one who was strong to deliver, demonstrated without a doubt that he came regularly to the throne of grace. Then after he prayed, "You are free to go," said the officer. No one could have prayed that way without a long apprenticeship. Soldiers who never attend drill are always ill at ease for the review. You know, I heard a statistic, man, not too long ago that the average Christian, listen to this, the average Christian only spends about 7 minutes a day in prayer. We need to practice prayer in our lives that we may be able to endure when trials come our way and stand strong against the enemy and his tactics. Let's ask the Lord to help us become disciplined in this area today, because friend, there is so much work to be done. Focusing on prayer on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the one he came to save.
Can never
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Classic right there, the Imperials, and Not to Us, O Lord. Well, happy Sunday. This is Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we're going to be focusing on prayer. In Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, it says, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said, but Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to Jesus and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Tell you what, being in ministry for me personally, the Lord deals with this in my own spirit, saying, hey, you need to take a step back and get refocused. You need to spend some time with me, because I don't know about you, but it's so easy for me to get so caught up in the work that I forget about my personal time with the Lord. The Lord has to remind me over and over again about the importance of intimacy with Him before getting down to the work. I pray that we have a little more Mary in our walk with the Lord and a little less Martha, focusing on prayer on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday my Lord was hung on the cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you. I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
Alive, roaring like a lion from the tribe of Judah. This is Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I am Joey Kroll, and here's Michael W. Smith, and Great is the Lord.
Great is the Lord, He is holy and just, by His power we trust in His love. Great is the Lord, He is faithful and true, by His mercy He proves He is love.
Great is the Lord. Power we trust in His love. Great is the Lord, He is faithful and true, by His mercy He proves His love.
Great is the Lord and worthy of glory. Great is the Lord and worthy of praise. Great is the Lord, now lift up your voice. Now lift up your voice. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Great are you, Lord, and worthy of glory. Great are you, Lord, and worthy of praise. Great are you, Lord. I lift up my voice. I lift up my voice.
That's right, great is the Lord, Michael W. Smith. I love that song, and you are listening to Great News Radio. This is Sunday Worship, and I am your host, Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for letting me be part of your weekend, part of your Sunday. To find out more about Great News Radio, just take a look at our website. It's greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. You enjoy the rest of your day. Have a great week. And until we meet next time, remember, friend, that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.